This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Emily Campagno.
I'm Guy Benson.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, October 13th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. Israel's war with Hamas continues as the Jewish state's military prepares for a ground-based incursion into the Gaza Strip. As Hamas tries convincing the Palestinians over who they rule to not flee, creating human shields.
Isn't it an irony that Israel, who is theoretically their enemy, we're not really, is telling them, leave so you don't get hurt. And Hamas, which claims to speak for the Palestinian people, says stay in danger's way, become martyrs.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's Friday evening. Jews prepare for Shabbat, the Sabbath. In Israel, it really is a day of rest. Last Shabbat was marred by Hamas terrorists attacking Jewish farming communes called kibbutzim, raping women, killing the elderly, and the babies. Following a week of bombarding Hamas's home turf in the Gaza Strip, Israel's defense forces will soon mount an invasion with tanks and boots on the ground in the streets, the congested and crowded city blocks of Gaza, where 2 million Palestinians live in fewer than 150 square miles.
Israel is preparing to take on Hamas strongholds in Gaza. And we're asking the civilian population to move out of those areas. We don't want to see civilians caught up in crossfire between us and Hamas.
Ambassador Mark Regev of Israel is the chair of the Abba Ibn Institute at Reichman University and is a special advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He speaks to us from Tel Aviv.
And we know in every war in modern history, civilians have been, killed, what you call it, collateral damage, sometimes worse than collateral damage. And there hasn't been a war without civilian casualties. But as a democratic country, we want to keep those to a minimum. Mm-hmm. And we've asked civilians to vacate areas where we know there's going to be fighting. And to be frank, it's going to be very difficult fighting. Hamas is got a network of bunkers. They know the territory. They can booby trap the place. It's going to be very difficult for our soldiers. We have few illusions. And when there's those sort of firefights and, bombs going off and so forth, we're telling civilians, clear out for your own safety. And we do so because we don't want to see them fall in harm's way. Now, you're right also that if we're making, if we're calling for civilians to leave, Hamas is asking them to stay. And that shows exactly who Hamas is. Isn't it an irony that Israel, who is theoretically their enemy, we're not really, but theoretically, is telling them, leave so you don't get hurt. And Hamas, which claims to speak for the Palestinian people, says stay in danger's way, become martyrs for the cause. It is maybe that situation actually tells us more about the reality of this conflict than anything else.
Has there been any type of direct communication from either the Israeli government in some part or in whole with Hamas powers at this point? I mean, is there any type of discussion with them to say, give up now? You can end this. You are the ones that have the ability to end this. If you can give up, if you can surrender, if any kind of way, or is there just no communication right now?
I would say that we are communicating by shooting. And we've told Hamas that you started this war and we're going to finish it, and we're going to finish it on our terms. There were people, and I'm sure you've heard that as well, who said, well, you know, Hamas has been in power for 16 years and they are responsible for governing over 2 million people there in the Gaza Strip. And that forces them, the responsibilities of government force them to be more pragmatic, force them to be more moderate, right? There was a whole theory.
Yeah.
And for those people who believe that, Saturday morning was a wake-up call. Hamas showed itself to be what it really is, which is a brutal, vicious ISIS-type terrorist organization that commits atrocities, as was said by Secretary Blinken when he was here, ISIS-type atrocities. And the Israeli public is angry. The Israeli public was shocked by the sort of violence we saw. The Israeli public is worried about loved ones who are in harm's way, and those who, of course, been taken hostage in Gaza. And the response of the Israeli state is that we will go into Gaza and we will eliminate the threat that Hamas poses. We will dismantle it as an organization, or to quote my prime minister from his press conference yesterday with Secretary Blinken, we will crush Hamas. That is the goal.
We are speaking with Ambassador Mark Regev of the State of Israel. He's a special advisor to the prime minister in the midst of war with Hamas. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
The atrocities that you spoke of, there has been certainly, I think, an outcry of people who are in a complete shock and with complete sympathy over the sights of it. A controversial decision, I would say, was made by the Prime Minister's office to show those photographs of those murdered children. There have been people on social media, and I hate to give this so much breathing room here, because very few people can have a lot of clout on social media, but they are claiming that these are phony photos. There was one social media influencer who said he ran it through some kind of AI detection app and determined that it was an AI generated image. He was countered by that pretty quickly, but what should people know about these atrocities that, you know, in addition to what's been shown?
You know, everything that we've put out is 100% accurate. All those pictures, yes. And I'll tell you a story. Mm-hmm. I've got a 90-year-old mother, and she has a friend who lives on Kibbutz Nirim, which is one of the mm-hmm. kibbutzim that was attacked, and there were terrible atrocities there. And the friend is 91 years old. His name is Dov, and she's not so good, but being 90, she's not so good with WhatsApp and, technology. And she asked me to reach out to him to find out if he was okay. And he said to me that he was, he's all right. He's now actually been evacuated to Eilat, the Red Sea's port, because his kibbutz has been largely destroyed. But he told me about being locked in his secure room and seeing terrorists roam the streets of his community and just murdering people randomly and throwing bombs into houses and murdering people and taking people hostages back to Gaza. Now, anyone who tells me that this is all made up just doesn't know what they're talking about. It's just vicious propaganda. We know exactly what has happened. We were there. There are countless, countless people with stories to tell. And what the hostages in Gaza, that's also a myth. It's frankly ridiculous. It's difficult to understand how people can be apologists for Hamas. Some people say, yes, Some people say, well, Hamas is using violence because there's no political horizon. I'm sure you've heard that, Eben.
Yes.
But that's also not true. It's clearly not true because Hamas's first wave of terrible terrorism was in the massive suicide bombings that we had in the 1990s following the Oslo agreements. And then we were told Hamas commits these atrocious massacres of innocent civilians because there's a peace process and they want to stop it. And that was true. But today when people say, now they commit these sort of atrocities because there is no peace process, well, maybe that's also true. They commit these atrocities because that's who they are. And anyone who thought that Hamas had changed, that it had moderated, that it had become part, I don't know, of the establishment, so to speak, the Middle Eastern establishment, that's just was wishful thinking and proven terribly, terribly wrong on Saturday morning. Hamas has a charter from 1988, which talks about destroying Israel. They refuse to accept the legitimacy of Israel in any borders. That same charter talks about that every Jew is a legitimate target for their terrorism, and they say terrorism is the only way forward. That's the only solution, violence. They say that any Arab who makes peace with Israel, who even tries to negotiate with Israel, is a traitor to the Arab cause and to Islam. And finally, their charter is full of anti-Semitic troops of the sort of material that, you know, was common in Europe in the first part of the 20th century. And so Hamas deserves no credence. Now, people say, well, that was 1988. The organization has changed. Sorry. What we saw on Saturday was that Hamas has not changed. What the 1988 charter is a platform for action in 2023. And that's why we are fighting them. That's why we will defeat them. That's why we will crush them, because these people are our brutal enemies. But if you're looking from outside, it's not just that they are the enemies of Israel. Hamas is the enemy of everyone who wants to see peace and reconciliation in the Middle East.
You brought up the Hamas charter, and I want to mention something and have you expound on it a bit. The Hamas charter says that they are targeting specifically Jews. In the United States, we see a lot of these campus groups. It's been going on really for the past 48 hours now of these solidarity with Palestine groups that are marching, they're shouting, they're chanting. They like to talk about the Zionist or the Israeli, and they insist that they're not anti-Semitic. They insist anti-Zionism is a not an anti-Semitic venture. But it's interesting to me that the Hamas charter doesn't say Zionist. It doesn't say Israeli. It says specifically Jew. And I know that in Arabic, the Hamas literature does not say Israeli, does not say Zionist. It says Yahud. It says Jew. There's a disconnect, I think, in the discourse between what happens in Arabic and what happens in English on American college campuses.
I'm 100%. I mean, haven't been to an American college campus recently, but that sounds to me, what your interpretation sounds 100% correct. In other words, there's a nefarious agenda. Hamas has a very, let's be clear, they're medievalists, the way they look at women, right? They're not that different from, as we said before, from the Taliban or from ISIS. Yes, they are on all the social issues. They're very reactionary and they are racist. They are anti-Semitic. Yes, we know that. But their supporters in the West know that they have to, what is the word? They have to dry clean the message. And so they don't say Jew, they say Zionist. But everyone knows what they mean.
All right. Ambassador Mark Regev, you're also the chair of the Abba Ibn Institute at Reichman University. And you are also a special advisor to the Prime Minister of Israel. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.